When thousands of hogs, cows, or chickens are raised together in so-called factory farms, the odor can be overwhelming. The Environmental Protection Agency, environmentalists, and the livestock industry are questioning whether farm fumes are harmful air pollutants. The problem is, no one knows exactly how dangerous those emissions might be. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
The debate over livestock operations and air pollution starts with a basic fact. Animals, by nature, produce waste and gas. About 300 pigs are keeping themselves busy at Ross Postgen's farm in rural Iowa. Like all modern hog operations, Postgen's barns are enclosed. The pigs stand on slats, and their waste slips through the gaps to a storage pit below.
We're walking over an 8-foot pit here. Now all the manure is down below us. The pit is the whole width of and length of this building.
The stench of manure is rancid, with a hint of something sweet. It's thick in the air. There are several more barns like this one, full of pigs dotting the property. Each year, this farm sends 18,000 pigs off to slaughter, and each year those pigs produce 3 million gallons of waste. But the ever-present odor doesn't seem to faze Postgen. He and his brother have been raising hogs here for more than 30 years.
When you have animals, you're going to have some odor. Whether it's hogs or dairy or chickens, there's going to be odor. That's just part of it, so that doesn't mean we're polluting.
But a growing number of people, environmentalists and regular folks alike, say that large farms like the Postgens don't just stink, they're a health hazard. With the number and size of these farms increasing in recent years, the complaints are getting louder. In the last decade, for instance, the number of hog farms with more than 5,000 head has more than doubled. Some of the nation's largest livestock operations house more than 100,000 animals. Edith Galloway has lived on a farm in Illinois all of her adult life. But she says the hog operation that came into the area a few years ago is very different from what she's used to. Standing outside her family's Hancock County farmhouse, Galloway points to the farm she says is making her miserable.
Just to our northeast, you can see the buildings above the trees, so we're just under a mile away from it.
When the wind is right, she says it seems like the massive hog operation is right there on her porch. Galloway says the fumes from the farm are sometimes so strong that she and her family get sore throats, stomach aches, and even chest pain.
One time, I was running to the car to take something to my in-laws in town, and I had to stop halfway to the car and throw up on the sidewalk because it was so bad. Other times, it just brings bile up, and then you get that nasty taste in your mouth.
Other people living near large animal farms believe their health is being affected, too. A handful of small studies from North Carolina and Iowa found that residents near livestock operations reported more headaches, sore throats, burning eyes, and upper respiratory problems than people in areas without these farms. And in other parts of the country, there have been claims of neurological damage as a result of exposure to hydrogen sulfide, a gas that rises from decomposing manure. In California's Central Valley, there's concern that emissions from dairies are triggering asthma attacks. But the problem is, there's still little scientific evidence to back these claims.
Nobody really knows what the impact is.
UC Davis Professor Robert Flocchini was the vice chair of a committee of researchers who recently examined the issue for the National Academy of Sciences.
Yes, there are things emitted. Nitrogen products, we've stated in our report, particulates, odor-causing emissions. The real thing is how do they impact those around? And I think the body of science there is just really at the kind of newborn stage.
The NAS report, commissioned by the EPA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, was released earlier this year. It pointed to a whole series of pollutants that are emitted by the farms, including smog precursors like nitrogen and volatile organic compounds, as well as ammonia and hydrogen sulfide. But Flocchini says there simply isn't enough information yet about the nature and quantity of these emissions to regulate the industry.
People have spent a lot of time in power plants. People have spent a lot of time with automobiles. And I think now that there's an interest in agricultural operations, people need to spend as much time on those as they did on the others before they decide what to do.
To help get much-needed data about emissions, the EPA is now working out a deal with the livestock industry, where large farms would volunteer to have their operations monitored. In exchange, the farms will be free from federal prosecution for the length of the program. But many environmentalists are wary of the deal in the making. They say the enormous growth of these massive farming operations has gone unregulated, and now the industry is about to get a free ride. Sierra Club attorney Barclay Rogers.
It's a license to pollute. It allows this industry to continue to release dangerous levels of pollutant with no obligation to comply with the law.
EPA officials say farms will not be getting amnesty from the law. Under the deal, if a farm is emitting pollutants at levels that trigger the Clean Air Act, it will have to apply for the required permits and install pollution controls if needed. The EPA's John Peter Suarez says this is the best way to get the information his agency needs.
We have the scientists telling us that you need more and better data, and you have industry saying we may be willing to work with you to give you that more and better data. And you have the environmentalists who are saying, pay no attention to what the scientists are telling you, go do it now.
The EPA and the industry are still negotiating the details of the monitoring agreement. In the meantime, several states are working on farm pollution rules of their own and may get a jump on the federal regulators. Many states already regulate water pollution from farms, and California has gone even farther. The governor recently signed a new law that will require owners of large livestock operations to get air pollution permits and reduce emissions. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith.